Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're here with Ronak Singhal. Welcome, Ronak.
Hi, Allison.
Ronak, what do you do at Intel?
I'm one of the lead architects on the Nehalem processor that's being developed by Intel that'll be coming out later this year.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Nehalem is and what it represents to computing platforms?
Sure. We're now working off of a strategy that we call our TikTok strategy, where with each manufacturing process, we develop two major microprocessors, the TIC being the first one, which is where we take a prior generation part and shrink it to the new manufacturing process. And then the TOC, which is a major microarchitectural change. Nehalem is the TOC for the 45-nanometer manufacturing process. So with that, we've enhanced greatly the processor core itself, and we're coming out with a brand new platform, which unleashes the performance of the core through much greater memory bandwidth and much lower memory latency.
How long has Nehalem been in the works at Intel?
Depending on how you look at it, we've been working on this project for about 4 or 5 years.
And in terms of goals and objectives that you set out when you started working on Nehalem, did the team have anything in particular in mind?
Yeah, first and foremost was power efficiency. One of the key things about Nehalem is that the processing core itself will be used across a wide family of products that range from desktop computers to notebooks and mobile computers, as well as servers. And so to service all of these segments very well, we needed to make sure that we created a very power-efficient processor. And in addition, we've added some very unique and innovative power management features as well. In addition to power efficiency, like I mentioned, performance is obviously critical. It's important to increase the performance of the processor with each generation instead of just trying to aggregate more and more processors.
So that really represents a departure from the typical historic design focus on performance alone.
Yeah, that's a very good point. In the past, our mindset was performance, performance, performance. Now the architects had to be much more mindful of power. And so even if we had a great performance feature that added performance on key applications, if it was not power efficient, we would not add it to the processor.
I saw Nehalem running at the Intel Developer Forum in Shanghai last month. How are the processors running, and anything that you can say in terms of the performance characteristics as they've been delivered in silicon?
Nehalem is doing great so far internally in our labs. We did the first public demonstration of Nehalem only several weeks after receiving first silicon. That was back at Fall IDF last year in San Francisco. As you mentioned, we showed off Nehalem both in desktop configurations and workstation and server configurations at Shanghai IDF, and we're on track for production in Q4 of this year.
Are we integrating any new instruction set extensions with Nehalem?
Yes, Nehalem adds 7 new instructions, so it includes all the instructions up through our prior projects. Of these 7 new instructions, 4 of them are focused on the acceleration of parsing strings and text and XML. We also have 3 other instructions. One of them, a CRC32 instruction, is used to accelerate the computation of CRC in networking stacks.
What can users expect in terms of improved computing experience from Nehalem?
In all cases, we think that the key hallmarks the user will see is increased performance in a data center environment, higher throughput of their applications, or lower latency. In a notebook environment, processors with similar or lower power envelopes than before and higher performance.
And from a standpoint of new features beyond performance and energy efficiency, are we adding any core capabilities around virtualization or I/O to Nehalem?
For over the last decade, our processors have used a front-side bus. With Nehalem, that's no longer the case. We introduce our new platform architecture. We'll be featuring an integrated memory controller, as well as our new QuickPath interconnect, which will connect different CPU sockets together in a multiprocessor environment, as well as connect the CPUs to our chipset. And what the memory controller and the QuickPath interconnect give us is great scalability, incredible memory bandwidth, and reduced memory latency. Now, you also mentioned virtualization. With virtualization, the first thing to remember is to get the best performance, you need to have the best native performance. Beyond that, the key things for virtualization performance are to reduce the number of times that a virtualized environment has to return back to a guest environment, and to reduce the latency of those transitions. With Nehalem, we attack both of those problems. First of all, we've added new features such as the extended page table capability, which reduces the number of times that the guest needs to return to the host operating system. And in addition, we've added new hardware support for reducing the latency of the transitions between the host and the guest, so that we see that the overhead of being in a virtualized environment is much less on Nehalem than on prior processors.
You're really developing a platform that the industry can innovate on.
That's absolutely right. You know, we have something that we believe it's a great CPU, but beyond the CPU, the platform is something that we will live with for quite a while, and we want to make sure that that is something that is not good just for us, but also good for the industry.
Well, Ronak, you're in the final stretches of delivering Nehalem. I wish you good luck with that, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Allison.